is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Halloween edition of this radio program, and only one of the hosts of the show took the time to come in costume.
I am so awesome. I am so awesome, and Mark is so lame.
He totally said he was going to, too.
He did, and Mark, I am disappointed.
You know, I got an excuse, but it's not very good. I really didn't remember earlier in the day when I came to the studio, and I spent here a long time today, so... What can I tell you?
Your costume is very good, Nan.
Fantastic. Yep. Thank you. Like I'm so glad you guys like it.
The Bat Hottie.
I'm the Bat Hottie. Yeah. Bat Girl.
Yep.
So you can see the costumes if you go to our cam page, cam.freetalklive.com. Mark and I pathetically put on a couple of silly hats.
We've got hats on.
Mark has the orange fedora, and I'm wearing the rainbow pimp hat.
I love your rainbow pimp hat.
It's a good hat.
It is.
You can get it for $4 on some online party store, straight from China.
You know, I bet most of my outfit is from China as well.
Yeah, make sure you wash. It's probably covered in lead.
Good. That's not a nice thing to say. Is that some kind of shot against Chinese manufacturing?
It's Chinese quality control, which I do not think they're that much.
Your phone was probably made in China, for all you know.
It's probably true.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, lots to talk about, of course. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves here. And on the way tonight, there's news about Amsterdam. Apparently, it's pretty good news, as a matter of fact. We'll give you that. But, Nemi, you came in tonight with something that was pretty outrageous.
Yeah, federal civil rights lawyers have filed suit last week against Meridian, Mississippi, and other defendants for operating what the government calls a school-to-prison pipeline in which students are denied basic constitutional rights, sent to court, and incarcerated for minor school infractions like talking back or violating a dress code or swearing at someone.
Which state was this? Missouri?
This is in Missouri. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yes.
So, school to prison, I mean, that's not really a big difference, right? One's a day prison, one you stay there 24 hours.
Well, going home at night's a big difference.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's not really a surprise, considering that's basically what they're doing in Texas, where they've been handing out misdemeanor charges to students as young as elementary school age for acting up in class, talking back, flashing somebody the bird, or pulling down their pants and... Putting their butt cheeks up against the bus window.
They were getting fines, too, weren't they?
Well, there were Class C misdemeanor charges, which usually results in being fined.
Yeah. This is jail, prison.
Yes, yeah. So this sounds like a step worse than that.
So children are handcuffed and arrested in school and incarcerated for days at a time without a probable cause hearing. Children detained wait for more than 48 hours for a hearing. That's in a violation of the Mississippi Constitution. Children make admissions to formal charges without being advised.
Constitution.
I know. Advised of their Miranda rights. And children are not routinely granted legal representation during the juvenile justice process. Now, the school district was investigated by the Attorney General's office and did not cooperate. It was an 8-month investigation, and he said that the Attorney General said they had no choice but to file suit. So these are unconstitutional actions. Said that Meridian is not the only location in the country with such a system. However, it is the only one to date where local authorities have not been fully cooperative with federal investigators.
So the feds are investigating them for doing this?
Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
It's bizarre.
So it's not all of Mississippi, then? It's
no,
just
it's
one
this
area.
One this one particular town, Meridian, Mississippi.
Because the Texas thing is all of Texas. Texas schools across Texas are handing out Class C misdemeanor charges to students.
That's crazy to me. That's just crazy
For the most minor, piddly things that, like, everybody did or knew somebody who did when they were in high school.
Like violating a city ordinance?
Like breaking the rules at the high school. Like violating the dress code or, sassing a teacher or...
Right, but how do they make it a violation? You know what I mean? Is it like a city ordinance, like here in Keene, if you fail the process?
I don't think it's a city ordinance thing. It's a Texas state thing. Like,
that's crazy.
It's totally, literally thousands of students every year are being charged with Class C misdemeanors out there. So this sounds
it's
bad.
It's so unlike school that I went to that I just don't even I don't even get it. I can't imagine they're carting kids off and giving them charges in Texas and actually arresting them and putting them in jail for days at a time for silly offenses in Mississippi. And they say that's not the only place that's happening, right?
No, they listed another town in Tennessee, Shelby County, as a school system where complaints had been received but where local officials had been fully cooperative with the Justice Department. So Mississippi is...
So they're stonewalling them.
Yep. Yeah.
Is there other news about
that? No, that's about all I have.
So no one's been brought up in charges. Just an investigation that's going on.
I remember reading an article not too long ago about the high school where I went, where a kid was arrested after a teacher caught him with a lighter, a cigarette lighter, because it was
arrested
contraband.
For a cigarette lighter?
Right. Well, okay. He freaked out because they took it away from him. It was considered contraband, and he freaked out and hit a teacher.
Okay, he didn't get arrested for a lighter.
No, but this is kind of what we're talking about, is when I was in school, we were allowed to smoke on school property, you know.
Wow.
And so the now, good old days.
Right, the good old days when you could do things that were bad for you.
There was a smoking lounge at my high school, but that was before I ever went there. They had converted it at that point.
Wow, and really?
At one point.
Oh, yeah.
You're not that much older than me, Nemi.
No.
No, I'm older than you are, Nemi.
Yes.
And so there was a smoking place on your regular... This was a regular high school? You weren't the bad
Keene
kid high?
High
school? No, this was not Keene High. I didn't go to Keene High.
Oh, that's
I went
right.
to private school, remember? I'm an elitist.
Okay.
That's right. So there was a place to smoke at this private school, which is no longer even allowed anywhere in the state. So can't do it.
Stop that entirely.
But to go from a time 20 years ago that you could have a lighter on your person and not be subject to seizure by someone, have it considered contraband, because what are you going to do with a lighter? I don't know, set something on fire?
I guess you could, but I mean, you know, you can conceal it so easily, it's not worth making it against the rules.
Yeah, I don't see why we're moving toward a zero tolerance of anything policy in schools.
Well, it's more than zero tolerance now, right? I mean, it's zero tolerance plus jail. I mean, it used to be zero tolerance would get you a detention or
suspension.
Some kind of, you know, you have to pick up the garbage on the school property afterwards, or after school, or something like that, some kind of in-school punishment.
Well, and now even hitting a teacher was probably at one point something that they handled in the school. You know,
most of the time, yeah.
I would think that that generally they didn't turn these things over. The schools handled pupil...
Well,
punishment.
I would imagine that the idea, obviously the Mississippi bureaucrats aren't talking about this, but I'd imagine that the rationale here is that, well, we just need to crack down harder because nothing makes kids respect authority more than cracking down and using as much violence as possible. Which, of course, I disagree. I mean, I don't believe in the idea of authority, but if you do believe in it and you want people to respect it, then you should be reasonable.
Well,
you know, the so-called authorities should be reasonable in the way they're dishing out punishments instead of taking kids to the mat.
There's not a lot of evidence for increasing the punishment and it being effective.
Oh, I agree with you.
Deterring crime.
In fact, in many cases can create the opposite of your intentions. I mean, if you want to dish out the most punishment, you're going to just create resentment.
I'm not saying you do, but I mean, even if I'm not saying that you disagree, I'm just saying that if you do believe in a, you know, carrot stick system, and frankly, I think that high school is mostly about the stick and very little about the carrot. But if you do believe in this system, a bigger stick generally doesn't make for a more effective system or more compliance to the rules.
That's
mostly
true.
Mostly, what happens is that you just use a bigger stick on people, and it doesn't send a message or anything like that, because the people who can break the rules don't expect to get caught, or don't know they're breaking your rule, or, you know, I mean, a variety of things. They're not breaking your rule and saying, oh, well, the punishment doesn't, you know, it doesn't scare me.
Mm.
There's very few people out there doing that. And if they, it's a public school. They just leave. If the punishment's too bad and they want to break your rules, they just won't go anymore. If they think your rules are stupid and they're willing to break them, they just won't go anymore.
Well, and that's really the only solution here, is for parents who care about their kids, get your kids out of these government schools. I mean, even if you're not in Mississippi or Meridian, Mississippi, or in Texas, there's no really, you keep your kids in those schools, and the more they're there, the greater the chance something terrible is going to happen because of the system.
I have more on this when we come back.
All right, we can do that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Also, your calls certainly welcome. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, and if you've got some sort of Halloween story, share with us.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1720.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1762.87, 881.43 for a half ounce, and 440.72 for a quarter ounce. That's 1762.87, 881.43, and 440.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features That you'll find there completely free. That's again, freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can once again go to freetalklive.com and enjoy various different features like our webcam. As mentioned previously, you can see Nemi in her Batgirl costume here at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our website is free, and that means the webcam is free as well. So enjoy cam.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by Sickle CAI. Sickle CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go over and see their website by going to freetalklive.com and clicking on the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. Sickle CAI is owned and operated by Jason Osborne and his dad, Mike, and they're big supporters of Liberty and consequently big supporters of Free Talk Live. Again, it's freetalklive.com, Sickle CAI.
All right, so we're going to go to you and your thoughts here. Nemi, there was something that you wanted to add about the Meridian story.
Yeah, it just was this targets mostly African-American kids and kids with disabilities.
Not surprised.
Yeah, this has been going on for several months now. It's an eight-month investigation, and it's they go into a little more detail about the treatment. The alleged mistreatment included youngsters being crammed into small, filthy cells and tormented with the arbitrary use of mace as punishment for even the most minor infractions,
nice.
Such as talking too much or failing to sit in the back of their cells.
Wow.
So in 2010, Lauderdale County officials...
It's funny, they give you a cell and then tell you where in the cell you must sit.
That's right. So they agreed to reform the jail system and consider alternatives, but they have not done that. It's a broken system where the most vulnerable population of kids are not receiving their constitutionally guaranteed rights, said the managing attorney for the center's Mississippi office. And this is the center. Gosh, I just had the name and I lost it. Doesn't it figure?
That's all right.
I'm really stunned that they're locking these kids up for things like
talking back
and dress code violations. I mean, actual jail for days at a time for dress code violations.
That's how insane this system has become and how perverted it is. I mean, it's sick. And the longer your son or daughter are in these government schools, the more likely something like this is going to happen to them. If Texas and this Mississippi town continue to get away with what they're doing, you'll probably see it spread to other schools. Because people, even though, Mark, you're right, that this punishment attitude, like let's punish them harder kind of attitude, doesn't actually do anything to really reduce unwanted behavior. They don't know, and they don't really care. They just feel like it does. They feel like punishment works, and so they're just going to keep cranking it up.
If the only thing you've got is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. I mean, and that's one of these. That's what this situation is really all about. If the only way you can get somebody to behave the way you want them to behave is by punishing them, then the only way you have to get people to continue to behave is to continue to ratchet up the punishment. That's it. And this doesn't work in the workplace. I mean, school is supposed to prepare you for life. Life is not jail, which is really all about punishment. It's workplaces. Workplaces don't lock anybody up for dress code violations.
They send you home.
Yeah, if it's a dress code violation,
you might get a write-up or something like that.
If there's a dress code violation, you send them home, or you find an in-school suspension situation, or whatever it is, and that's how you handle it. I mean, there's no reason to ratchet this up. I don't think that. I think that obviously, whatever your dress code is, the kids are going to push the boundaries of it.
Sure.
I think that dress codes, have their pluses and minuses, and people need to look at it. But the idea that you're going to put everybody in black, in blue pants and a white shirt, and that's just going to solve all kinds of problems, I really don't agree with.
Let's go to the phones here. Tinfoil Hat Matt is on the line, listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys are talking about some serious stuff, so I thought I might lighten it up a little bit.
Okay.
Do any of you guys have ethanol in your vehicles?
Do we have ethanol in our vehicles?
Don't they add that to it?
Yes.
Yeah, they add that to the gas, right?
Oh, Mark, you agree, you have ethanol?
I think that it's ethanol that's in the vehicle.
Okay. Ian?
I haven't the slightest clue. I imagine if it's in the gas, then it would be in the vehicle.
NEMI?
Why are you asking questions you know the answer to?
Oh, because there was a question that came up before with this whole chemtrail thing, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I can't say I agree or disagree, but the question came up, asked by Ian, how would they get something into all the planes if they were trying to chemtrail us with some substance?
Avgas? Yeah. So it's the exhaust from the jets?
No, it's the same thing. It's an additive.
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
it's
so
an additive.
Now you're suggesting, so what you're suggesting is that your belief is that chemtrails exist, and you're suggesting
No. I don't believe that chemtrails exist, but I do believe that if they were trying to get them into all of the planes, all they would have to do is put it as an additive.
In most cases, they're talking about particular stuff, aluminum sulfate and things like that being what the chemtrails are. Some people will claim to you exactly what this stuff is.
Right, and, right. I'm not trying to get an argument with that. I'm just saying that.
That would be a way to do it, right?
Question earlier.
I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but obviously there's going to be some sort of exhaust remaining after you burn up gasoline, but I don't imagine there's any distributable chemical or something like that. I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know.
No. My whole point was is they add ethanol to our gas, so we put it in our cars and we drive around our cars and it comes out and we don't really think about it. So, you know, if I was wanting to be a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not, but I'm saying is, if I just put it in an additive in the jet fuel, seems like it'd be really easy to get it on all the planes, right?
Yeah. Again, I don't
Most
know.
Most of us
what...
know that ethanol, I mean, you know, they, at least they tell us that ethanol is in the gasoline, and they say right there on the pump, whereas this would be a situation where they're not telling you what it is, and you'd have to get the ascent of whatever fuel companies are that are working with all of these planes, and I suspect that different airports probably have different contracts with different major distributors, and it's probably only the major distributors that are providing the avgas here. So you'd have to have some level
and
of
and whatever
knowledge.
It would be, it would have to mix.
It's the best proposition I've heard so far.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to claim to be a scientist, and I don't think you are either, Matt. But I, you know, whatever it would be, would have to mix with the gasoline. You know, you can't just dump a bunch of heavy chemical in, or it's going
to
sit down at the bottom of the tank.
And
it would also
you.
Have to survive the combustion process.
And I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists. I just
okay, well, then why don't you call about something you believe in? Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call.
No.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
He was telling you how he believed it could be done.
I understand that, but he doesn't actually believe in it, so he says. Or he says he wouldn't tell us whether or not he actually believes in it. So if you don't really care about chemtrails, then why are you calling about it? 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live.
SACL
call in and talk about anything you want.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking you. Why call about something you don't care about? It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Today only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials through today only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free. Bring us anything you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy the website because it's totally free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. We give it away and you actually get to control the content. So what you see on the front page are put there. Those items are put there by listeners just like you. You find something online that you think's interesting. Maybe the story about Amsterdam, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. Or whatever you think's interesting, you can just put it up there, and then other listeners get to vote on it, and the most voted up will make it to the front and the top of the website. So when you go to freetalklive.com and you want to see what's fresh, you click Upcoming Stories, and that'll give you a list of, say, the last 48 hours worth of content that has been submitted by listeners like you. You can then vote up or down on each of the items, depending on whether you like it or not, and the most liked we'll make it off of the Upcoming Stories page and onto the front page of the website. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces and coins. All you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can order your gold and silver online right there. They also have a telephone number for you if you would prefer to make a telephone call in order to make your order. And be sure to mention Free Talk Live. And you'll get, not only will you get the gold and silver that you want to get and get it shipped to you so that you can have it in your possession, but you'll be getting some of the best prices and helping Free Talk Live in the process because we get a little cut. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Ike listening in Kentucky to LRN.FM. Hey, Ike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I want to record police, but I'm kind of afraid You know, I mean, can't they just send me one? What if they tell me to, like, turn it off or something, you know?
They're probably going to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what? I say no.
That would be the,
yeah.
You know, if you brought up, if you brought up the camera, you probably were, are going to at least want to give them a little bit of trouble about turning it off. I mean, as a citizen, as their employer, you should be able to, if you're on public property, they're public servants, you should be able to,
on the side of the road, though, I'm inside
it's
of
weird.
My private property, correct?
I think that on the side of the road is often a little strange.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. Like, if I get pulled over, I'm inside my car. My car is my private property.
Well, you don't need to be on private property to record the police. I mean,
I know you can be in public, right? I know that, but
right, anywhere you're in public, you should be able to record anyone, including the police. Certainly the police, but none of these things, none of what should be right and what should be okay, will affect how the situation plays out. Oh, the only thing that affects how the situation plays out is the attitude of the cop. And if the cop is...
Like, you have to back off and stop recording if you see, like, a cop that you know is just going to throw you in jail even though you know he's wrong.
The only time that I've stopped recording is when the person who is the subject of the police interrogation has asked me to stop recording.
That's true. I will do that as well. I always ask the person before I even start, generally, if possible.
Right.
Unless, you know, the cops are just taking somebody down or something like that. Like, you know, if it's a pullover, if somebody gets pulled over to the side of the road, I'll walk up after the cop leaves the window and ask the person if they want us to keep an eye on things or record the situation. Most of the time they don't, because most people are embarrassed about dealing with the police, and they're not, you know, they don't want to see themselves on YouTube, that kind of thing. But
I'm not really embarrassed. I'm just scared of, like, you know.
No, I'm not saying you're embarrassed. I'm saying most people that the police are dealing with. So, like, if you were recording the police dealing with someone else, if the police had pulled someone over and you were recording that, the person who was pulled over may not appreciate you're doing.
Yeah, they could be a statist. You never know.
Well, I don't know what their political viewpoint is. I don't know if they even know. But I know that they generally, I think people just don't want to have, you know, people that they knowing that they got pulled over and seeing it on YouTube and that kind of thing. But just back to your original question of, you know, what's going to happen to you as a camera person, it just all completely depends on which cop you're dealing with and what their attitude is. If the cop is of the mindset that they want to be transparent and ignore the cameraman, then you'll be fine. If the cop's of the mindset that they have a real issue with being recorded, then they're going to come up with something to get you with. You know, whether it's disorderly conduct, disobeying a police officer, interfering with an investigation, obstructing government justice, or obstructing government administration, these are all possible charges that could be brought against you as a camera person. Wiretapping, they could go after you with as well. So
those are almost always dropped when you go to court, aren't they?
I can't tell you that because you know, most people don't record the cops. In a lot of cases, if someone is recording the cops will take the camera, they'll delete the footage, they'll let the person go. So I don't know if there have been that many people who've been recording the police that have actually taken it to court. Simon Glick did in the Boston area, and he, you know, the courts came out in favor of him.
Yeah, there have been a couple of instances where the courts have told the police that, that absolutely you have to let people record you on public property. But that doesn't
didn't stop them from arresting me last week.
They haven't thrown any cops in jail over this one.
Yeah.
And I think until they start fining them or throwing them in jail, you're probably going to see this continue to happen.
Or you see substantial awards in cases filed by people who have lost their equipment.
Yeah, I think that substantial awards is what I meant by fines, but you're right. The generally, the police themselves don't actually have to pay any fines. It's just their department.
Also, on a different topic real quick before I go, you guys were talking about marijuana yesterday. I like it. I like to smoke it, and I would love to, but I don't because I have a 3-year-old. I wish I could, but gosh, I live in a state where they're pretty harsh, and they could take my kid away, so that's probably like...
Yep. Yeah. Certainly wouldn't be worth my kid to me.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I really can't.
I don't blame you.
I wish I could, though.
I'd say, like, you know, it. I encourage people to record the police, obviously. I think that's the only thing that can hold them accountable in any way, shape, or form is the public recording them. But on the other hand, I don't blame anybody for being, you know, intimidated by them. They are scary, and nobody wants to have to go to court. But so I would recommend moving to New Hampshire and recording the police, because then at least you've got an activist network behind you that can be there, can call, you can call them, and they'll respond within a short period of time if you're in the, you know, a populated area. And it gives you a little bit more safety. Plus, at least here in Keene, the cops are well trained. I mean, they know that people should have the right to record them. And I've never seen a cop in Keene put up a fuss about people recording them.
I don't know how your cell coverage is there. There are plenty of apps for most of your smartphones that will live stream your video to the web, which is a good safety to have.
Yeah, I agree.
If your phone is taken away or your camera.
I'm thinking more about moving to New Hampshire, so I might see you guys.
Well, it's great here. I love it.
I agree. Hey, Ike, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I mean, there are different cop block organizations across the country, and those are groups that you might want to hook up with. I don't know if there's one in Kentucky, but if there is one, that might be a good connection to make
to see
if there's anybody else in your region that is willing to take that kind of risk with the police. I mean, we saw what happened down in Austin, where John Bush was arrested for recording the police down there. He's not the only one who's been arrested for that.
Took him to trial or put him... I mean, there's one guy that they kept on arresting, right?
Antonio Bueller has been arrested multiple times because, you know, you'll be a target. I mean, if you make yourself known as an activist, then they'll likely come after you again at that point.
Yeah, either the police are going to obey the law and understand the law and choose to enforce the law,
or they'll see you as a threat.
And I would hope that most departments and most police officers, after they get educated, I understand people don't like being recorded. It's weird and it's uncomfortable and people don't expect it, and I get it. But once they understand what the law is in this area, if they continue to sort of operate outside the law, then they just feed into the idea that the police are themselves just another gang, that they do whatever they want. If they're law enforcement officers, they should enforce the law. And the law of the land is that free people, the public, can video record public officials on public property doing the public's will, supposed will.
And if they're not doing anything wrong, what's the problem, right?
Indeed.
Isn't that what they say to us all the time?
Yep, 855-450-FREE. But even though Simon Glick had a case that was very successful for him, and I believe there was some sort of financial payout to him, it didn't, you know, even though that was in Massachusetts, that didn't stop Massachusetts cops from arresting me on Thursday for recording video in a public place. So 855-450-FREE, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually enjoy the website for free, but if you want to send a few bucks our way, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program is at amp.freetalklive.com, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in a few bucks a month, we'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, as well as doing some appearances. Mark, you're going to be going down to the second debate.
Yeah, the Free and Equal at freeandequal.org debate.
This is the first time that there has ever been more than one, that I know of, third-party debate. They had the first one with four participants.
Mm-hmm.
They then did a vote, an online vote, where two of the four were chosen. So the top two debaters, which were Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party and Jill Stein from the Green Party, they were the two winners of that poll. And now they will be having a debate between just the two winners of that poll.
Right.
So that's going to be happening Monday, I believe.
That's correct.
And you will be there, Mark, as one of the pundits, one of the panelists to discuss the event.
That's my understanding. I mean, you know, this is, the hurricane happened the way the hurricane happened, and things are kind of having to be a little flexible as a result, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's the plan.
So that's very interesting, and it's going to be something that you're going to do regardless of how many people amp the show or whatever, but it's kind of another example of where Free Talk Live's amp dollars are going to send you down there with, you know, your Free Talk Live shirt on and make connections with people and, you know, be there to rep Free Talk Live. Because not only we're sponsoring the event.
That's right.
Which, by the way, costs us nothing as far as dollars are concerned. It's
what they call a media sponsorship in the business.
We're promoting it for them, and so therefore we are listed as a sponsor. But we've taken that to the next level, and they were very interested in having you down there to be a part of the event. So that's pretty cool. So somebody's got to pay for the gas.
They recognize the genius. You, not so much.
All right. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. You get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Dave is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, just great. Dave. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I wondered if you have had a chance to see yet the anti-Obama rap video called Obama's Feet Stink.
I have not, but I know who made the video.
Library. You know who made the video?
Yeah, it's I believe Michael Dean and Nima Vedati, the Freedom Fiends, are behind that one.
Absolutely. What do you guys think about, art that kind of specifically is made to, to really poke at people and go after them on kind of a personal level, as well as the political, because the video is definitely political.
I tend to disagree with name calling. I think it's the weakest form of critique.
But it probably gets people's attention when you're, as far as the search terms and things like that go.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Well, what do you think about that approach?
My feelings towards it are mixed, frankly. I think art, really has a potential of kind of both getting under people's skin and, the message that kind of, it kind of gets in there as it's, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You know what I mean? It's repetitive and it, that maybe the ideas can kind of sink in or wear away at people, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But, it's certainly not, it's not elevated discourse by any means, but I think.
So where did you see this video?
I was actually, strangely enough, part of, not actually part of the production of it, but they were talking about making it on a podcast that was titled by something that I had said on one of my Facebook statuses, because I'm in the movement, I'm friends with Michael, at least, on Facebook, and, know a few people and that, so it's just, it's just one of those things that just kind of popped up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do want to check it out. I just haven't taken the time to do so. I'm sure if you go to YouTube and search for Obama's Feet Stink, you'll be able to see that and know what you're talking
about. Yeah, I think that I think people interpret it the way they choose to interpret it, and that when you slip down a level, and I think that that's what one does when one makes a title like that. Yeah, it's going to catch some more people's attention. And some people are going to have an opinion on it that's positive and negative.
Yeah, I mean, you're pandering to the lowest common denominator.
The question you have to ask yourself is if your statement that panders to the highest common denominator doesn't get seen by anybody, was it any good?
What good is it? Yeah, good point.
Right.
So it's just difficult to say.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Dave?
I really don't. Have a great Halloween and keep up the great work. I've been a listener for a lot of years, actually, and, this is the first time I decided to call, and it was a great experience.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the things that bothers me about, and I don't hear this, I have listened to a lot of Freedom Fiends, by the way, Michael Dean and Nima Vedati, great. They do a great show. They do it live on LRN.FM on Sundays from 5 to 7 Eastern time, but they also do it on podcast as well, and they have a lot of fun. They've got great rapport, and I've heard enough of the show to, it's not a political show. It's not one of those shows where they're making fun necessarily of, if you listen to a lot of talk radio, they always have names for all the politicians. Like, they take the politician's name and then make some stupid name riff on it. And, I don't hear that on the Freedom Fiends, so it doesn't seem like a normal form of operation for their show, at least.
I mean, it could very well be a spoof on it. I haven't been able to watch it either.
Yeah.
The internet's been broke at my house for about a week now, so I just, the only place I've really got a good internet connection is here at the studio.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. In other news, I had a story here about Atlanta. Channel 2 investigating nearly 100 dogs shot by Metro Police since 2010. Channel 2 Action News investigation has found nearly 100 cases of local officers shooting dogs within just the past 2 years. Investigation looked into the heartbreaking circumstances when a police officer kills a family pet, probably one of the most difficult scenarios for a pet owner and for police. Nearly 2 years after Basil was shot and killed in an empty lot by Fulton County Marshals, Elizabeth and Carrie Cullifer said they still feel every bit of the pain. Elizabeth said she was a really kind and gentle dog. and she left their 45-pound dog outside alone for a moment. Marshals then came to their address with a civil lawsuit for someone who had not lived there in 8 years. Then Culliver heard gunshots. I came out to see my dog in a pool of blood under the truck. It's a story Channel 2 Action News has heard over and over from pet owners whose dogs have been shot and killed by police.
So I mean, absolutely. I'd be so horrified if this happened. And we talk about these dog shootings all the time. But do you think that when the because I believe this is a problem likely with the writer of the story, not the the individuals being quoted here. When the family, you know, the writer quotes the family as saying something like they feel every bit of the pain from 2 years ago. I mean, it's a dog and it was 2 years ago. I absolutely loved some animals in my life, but 2 years? I mean, you're feeling every bit of the pain? Does this sound like...
Well, if a police officer strangled Jackson, would you still feel pretty angry about that 2 years? If somebody asked you about it, it may not be something that you wake up and think about in the morning, your dog's dead from 2 years ago, but if somebody asks you about it, would that not bring back up the memories and the feelings?
I think the insult would still be fresh. Maybe not the emotional pain of losing your animal, but the insults, I think, would be...
I don't think that a four-year-old child and an animal carry the same weight in people's lives. And if they do, then, I just wonder what about those people. I don't know. I think it's just bombastic statements don't
Someone
do
it.
We were just talking about ad hominems not being very effective in, portraying what you want to portray. And
if
I think
my loved one were murdered, I would still feel pretty upset about that if somebody brought that up 2 years
sure.
later. Some people, their dog's the only family they have.
All right, man. Go on.
Channel 2 Action News investigation uncovered dozens of cases all over the metro area. Individual department records show since 2010, dogs were shot 25 times in Atlanta, 32 times in DeKalb County, 19 times in Gwinnett, 10 times in Clayton, and 8 times in Cobb County, including the most recent shooting this past September. Cobb County man said, I had to watch him bleed to death and gasp for air, and they just stood there looking at me like I was stupid.
Yeah, I remember that quote.
Cobb County officers responding to an alarm call shot and killed Luke, a chocolate lab, when he ran out of the home barking. It was a false alarm. The officer said he felt threatened by the dog and was cleared by the department of any wrongdoing.
So that's just wrong.
In fact, every single case found in multiple departments, the officer was cleared.
Yeah,
completely exonerated.
It's all the time. I mean, they're shooting dogs in crates. They're going into yards and shooting dogs in yards. They're chasing dogs down and shooting them.
That's 100 dogs in 2 years. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What does the national representative for the International Brotherhood of Police Officers have to say about this? We'll share that with you when we return in hour number two, which is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.